This is the BBC.
This podcast is supported by advertising outside the UK.
6 minutes vocabulary
from BBC Learning English.
Hello and welcome to 6 minute vocabulary. I'm Catherine.
And I'm Rob. In today's show, we're going to look at a very important part of spoken and written vocabulary, silent letters.
Yes, silent letters. We'll look at what they are, where they appear, and how to say them.
There'll be a quiz.
And we'll leave you with a top tip for learning vocabulary.
But first, let's listen to Nick. He's at the doctor's, and it's not good news.
No, it's not. While you listen, try and answer this question. What treatment does the doctor suggest for Nick?
Take a seat. What seems to be the problem?
It's my wrist. It really hurts.
Let's see if we can work out what's wrong. Do you have a pain anywhere else? What about your elbows and knees?
No, they're fine, but I can't move my thumb and I don't know why.
Well, have you done anything physically demanding recently?
I did play tennis yesterday.
You've probably just got a pulled muscle then. You'll just have to rest your wrist. No playing tennis for a while, I'm afraid.
So, we asked you, what treatment did the doctor suggest for Nick?
And the answer is, he told Nick to rest his wrist.
He did. Well done if you got that right. Now, wrist, that's the bit of your body that joins your arm to your hand, is an example of the vocabulary area we're looking at today. And that's words with silent letters, Rob.
Yes, that's right. We spell this word wrist, W-R-I-S-T. But when we say it, we don't pronounce the first letter W, W. Instead, we start the sound from the second letter in the word, which is the letter R, pronounced R.
OK, and let's listen to Nick again.
It's my wrist. It really hurts.
There we are. We don't say wrist. We say wrist. Wrist. And some other words that start with a silent W are, Rob?
Right. That's W-R-I-T-E. Like to write a letter. And wrong. W-R-O-N-G. Meaning not correct. In fact, there's a rule here, which is we don't usually pronounce the W in words that begin W-R. So, Catherine, when did you last write a letter?
I wrote a letter on paper. I really don't know, Rob, to be honest. It's all email for me now.
Well, that's a good idea with your handwriting, isn't it?
Yes, probably. Now, Nick said another word with a silent letter.
But I can't move my thumb and I don't know why.
The word was no, meaning to recognise and understand something. It's spelt K-N-O-W, but we don't say the letter K, so it isn't cano, but no.
It's no, so that's another rule. We don't usually say the K in words that begin with K-N. For example, knee, the joint between your upper and lower leg, and knife, the tool we use to cut things. So knee and knife start with silent K.
Excellent. Right, now Nick also said a word with a silent letter at the end.
Yes, he talked about a body part on your hand. You have four fingers and your thumb that sticks out the other way. That's thumb spelt T-H-U-M-B, but we don't pronounce the final B. We don't say thumb. We say thumb, Rob, thumb.
We do, that's right. Some other words with a silent B at the end are
climb, like to climb a ladder, and lamb, a baby sheep.
Do you like lamb, Catherine?
I do like lamb. I like lambs when they're alive, and I also have to say I quite like eating them.
Oh, right.
6 minutes vocabulary.
From BBC Learning English.
And it's time for a quiz. Count the silent letters in these sentences. Number one, there's something wrong with my wrist.
And the answer is two. Wrong and wrist both begin with a silent W.
Very good. Sentence number two, I don't know why my thumb hurts.
And the answer is two again. No starts with a silent K and thumb ends with a silent B.
It does. And here's the last one. No, I can't climb up there because I've hurt my knee.
Well, climb has a silent B at the end and knee starts with a silent K. But the word no at the beginning of a sentence is the opposite of yes, so it's spelt N-O. So the answer is there are two words with silent letters in this sentence.
And it's very well done to you if you got those right.
Now that brings us almost to the end of today's programme.
And before we go, here's today's top tip for learning and recording vocabulary. When you learn a word and you know it's got a silent letter, mark the silent letter very clearly in your vocabulary notebook. That way you won't forget how to say it.
Thank you. I know what to do now, Catherine.
Very good.
There's more about this at bbclearningenglish.com. And join us again soon for more 6 Minutes Vocabulary. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to Learning English Vocabulary. Have you tried our Learning English Stories podcast? In each episode, we tell a different classic story in English you can understand.
The story I'm going to tell you is one of broken promises and revenge.
Be frightened by Frankenstein. Go into the woods with Hansel and Gretel and learn the story of the Pied Piper.
Amazingly, the cottage is made out of sweets and cakes.
But his biggest idea is to bring a dead body to life.
Search for Learning English Stories in your podcast app to listen.